Hi, my beloved Marshmallow. It's been a while since I got to talk to you like this. Just settling down, having our little heart-to-hearts. I hope you're still enjoying what you love, because you deserve to be happy. You deserve all the joy this world can offer you. I told you that before, didn't I? Which reminds me, enjoying things, regardless of what other people think, is just one of the many things that should let you be free to choose your own happiness. Why? Because nobody knows you better than you know yourself. And you're stuck with yourself for the rest of your life, so I definitely think you should make your time here count. Life is hard enough as it is with judgmental people telling you how you should feel about this or that. They shouldn't impose on you because of their dissatisfaction with the state of their own lives. Just live your best life on your own terms and try not to let them weigh you down. There will be times that their hurtful words and actions will sting you. That's completely normal. But you are above the labels they put on you, even if you won't realize it at first. Now, I'm not saying that you have all the answers to what your joy entails. I know that I don't, but I do love discovering what actually brings me genuine happiness along the way. So, don't be too hard on yourself if you don't know what to do yet. You're only human after all, but I just know you'll figure it out and it'll all be worth it in the end. There is so much in life we cannot control. The hurt and uncertainties are overwhelming, I know. Even more so when you feel like you have to constantly give so much of yourself to other people because it's the right thing. But my dear, you need to give that attention to yourself too. And it's okay to ask for help if you need it. It doesn't make you weak. It takes so much strength to know that your happiness and well-being is a priority. And another thing. Finding happiness in the littlest things is a gift. Sure, the bigger things in life are what we aspire to achieve, but it surely doesn't hurt to find joy in the music you listen to, the stories you read, the hobbies you have, all those things. I remember someone saying that if something feeds your soul, let yourself enjoy it. That being said, I need to reiterate that if what you perceive as something that's making you happy is actively hurting people or even yourself, you may need to evaluate if it feeds your soul or if it merely feeds your ego. Just try and know where to draw the line so that you don't cause harm, but you don't compromise your happiness either. In lieu of not compromising your happiness, it's okay to let go. Of course, there are things you simply cannot control, but know what you can be in control of. If it makes you unhappy, or you've simply outgrown it, you have the choice to do what is best for yourself. You may have heard of the sunk cost fallacy. People don't want to move on from something or someone because of how much time and effort they exerted for certain things and certain people. In actuality, though, there really is no time like the present. There comes a time where you decide to throw in the towel because it didn't work out the way you wanted it to, or you just want to go in a different direction. And that's okay. That is a part of how you grow and how you thrive. It's not always pleasant, but it isn't always bad either. What brings you joy and what doesn't? Change over time. Change is the only constant after all. For now though, just enjoy the moment. Enjoy what's bringing you happiness for the time being. Try not to worry too much about where the future will take you, but be hopeful. I don't know where either of us will be going after we've talked, but I do know that you are destined for great things. And that the joy you radiate is a gift. The way your happiness makes you feel liberated and unafraid is a treasure. Your presence makes this world a more colorful and interesting place. There's no one like you. I wish you all the best, my dear. I can't wait to see you enjoy the wonderful things in store for you.